Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Tap into the power of your sensuality with sexy audio stories created for women by women. Download the app and transport your mind today. Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as this content is intended for adult audiences only. Cuca presents Narcissa, starring Diana Agron, created by Alex O'Eaton.
Will somebody please tell me what's going on? Laura! What the hell is going on?
I didn't want it to end like this.
What?
I'm sorry, Sid.
I don't understand what's going on. Laura, you have to help me.
I can't. The MRD is all over me. Someone turned you in. Someone knows who you are.
I told you not to talk to her. Here, put this on.
A thought protector? Is that really necessary?
I almost trust you less than her at this point.
Foxtrot 03. Foxtrot 03. Do you read?
Foxtrot 03, we've got one in custody. Female, Caucasian. Hey, how old are you?
She's 30, you know how old she is.
Suspect is 30 years old. You really don't understand how dangerous your sister is, do you?
You've got the wrong idea. You all do.
Yeah, didn't think so.
Part 8. Everyone knows.
Andy, where are you? I imagine you standing at the edge of the ocean. Your hair glows in the sun.
Look at the water.
You look back at me, smile. You look so beautiful, I feel like crying. I've been planning to take you here for a while. To my favorite beach. I wanted to sit with you and watch the surfers pop up and down. I wanted to show you everything that I love. I wanted to introduce you to Laura and Russ. To try new things.
Sid, come over here.
See new worlds.
Come over here.
I wanted to share my whole life with you. Andy. Wait. What are you doing?
Don't go in there. Andy, no.
But just like that. You disappeared. And along with you, my dreams of a happy life. Angel. Angel? Are you there? Angel. Can you hear me?
That won't work anymore. We disabled that operating system in all inmates.
Hey! You can't just keep me in here like this. I want to speak with my sister. Don't I get a call?
You're not allowed to talk to her anymore.
What?
Rules are rules.
Fine. I'll call someone else.
All right. You can have 2 minutes.
Kent!
Sid? What's going on?
Everything got fucked up. They know what I am.
What? How?
I don't know. Someone tipped them off. I'm in jail.
Oh, shit.
I need you to find her.
Sid.
Find her. She'll help me.
Hasn't she done enough?
She's the only one who might know how to get me out of this mess.
All right. Time's up.
Kent, say you will.
Okay. I'll find her.
Night, night, reader.
Where are you, Andy? Where are you? Hello? Who's there? You can't just keep me in here forever.
Good morning, Sydney. Ah, don't look so upset.
I'm not. I'm just exhausted. I'm not sure if you're aware, but these beds are fucking uncomfortable.
Guards, unlock this cell.
What's going on?
Let's go talk somewhere more comfortable, shall we?
Hey, don't touch me. Get your hands
off
me.
That won't be necessary, officers.
But sir...
I know what I said, and now I'm saying to let her go.
You heard the man. Cool hats, by the way.
Yeah, well, can never be too careful.
Want one?
No. Where's my sister?
I need to ask you a few questions.
Where's my sister?
Okay. How about you ask a question, and then I'll ask a question.
Where's Laura?
By all means, you go first.
Where's Laura?
She's not here anymore. She's under house arrest.
What? Why?
She was protecting you, using you. That's illegal.
Well, what's gonna happen to her?
My turn. Are you or aren't you a reader?
Well, you're the expert. You tell me.
There's a simple yet painful test we can do, but it would be much easier if you were honest with me.
Isn't that what I'm under arrest for?
Answer my question.
Yes.
That wasn't so hard, was it?
Can I go now? You got the confession you wanted.
Oh, no, no. I'm afraid that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Laura said someone turned me in. Who was it?
You know I can't tell you that. Can anyone else in your family read?
No.
Are you sure? Some recent studies have shown it's hereditary.
I'm positive. Everyone in my family hates readers.
How did you know you could read?
I just related to people differently, I guess. I could empathize more easily with them. Or something.
Empathy, huh?
Yeah.
You don't seem too empathetic to me.
Meaning what, exactly?
Don't play dumb.
What exactly am I here for?
We know about the plan.
What plan?
Sydney, look where you are. You're caught. It's over.
What's over? I'm a reader. You got me. But that's it.
We have proof.
Proof of what, goddammit?
We found the victim's missing ID chips in your home. They were exactly where she said they'd be.
Where who said they'd be?
I'm sorry, Sid. I couldn't do it. I'll be there soon.
It was Andy, wasn't it? You gotta understand, she's in danger. We both are.
She said you'd say that.
You can't trust her. She's AI. She's controlled by that creepy tech guy, Jeffrey Mann. He's the killer.
She said you'd say that too.
You're telling me she blamed it all on me?
Yes.
No. No, that can't be. She wouldn't do that.
She did.
No. What are you smiling about?
I'm just thinking about how your father and I used to interrogate people. In this very room. He'd be the good guy, and I'd be me. Now I find myself having to do a little bit of both.
You're nothing like him.
I know. He was weak.
Stop talking about him.
Or what?
I know you don't like me. You never have. But I am not a murderer.
I know. You're even more dangerous than a murderer.
I want my lawyer.
I heard you the first time. But mind readers waive their right to a defense until they've been properly taken care of.
What do you mean, taken care of?
Oh, you know, a lobotomy of sorts.
Screw you.
Aren't you feisty today? Officers, take her away.
Where are you going?
Oh, before you go, she did want me to let you know that she was sorry and that she loves you.
Why are you doing this to me, Andy? Where are you? You said you'd protect me. How could you do this to me? I wish I had never met you. I wish I never had the chance to love you in the first place. Oh. Meeting you was unavoidable, though, wasn't it? It was all part of your plan. His plan. Was I always a target? Was it just because you loved me? You did love me, right? I wonder if they'll erase my memory of you. I hope so.
Get up.
Can you tell me what's going on?
Someone here to see you.
Mom?
Hi, Sid.
What are you doing here?
Your sister asked me to come. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Seriously. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Oh, it'll be all right.
How's Laura?
She's fine.
And Russ?
He's staying with me for a little while. He's waiting in the car.
You brought him here? Why would you do that? I don't want him to know about all of this shit.
Everyone knows, Sid. It's all over the news.
I didn't do anything.
I know that. We know that.
This is so screwed up. Oh, I don't know how this happened.
Shh. It's going to be okay.
What do you care? You hate what I am, remember? You're probably happy I'm in here.
Sid, that's not true. I said all those things to protect you. Everything I do is to protect you.
What are you even doing here?
I came to tell you the truth.
What truth?
There's a lot I haven't told you.
About what?
There are things we kept from you to keep you safe.
What are you talking about?
No touching.
Mom, what are you talking about?
It's passed down.
What is?
The gene.
Does that mean...
All right. All right. Let's get a move on.
What are you saying?
Remember the rodeo, Sid.
What? Mom! Remember the rodeo? Why? What did she mean, it's passed down? She isn't a reader. There's no way Dad was. He was a cop. They would have known. I would have known. He would have told me. Wouldn't he?
Hey, let's go.
Where are we going?
He wants to talk to you.
Imagine a world where your thoughts were no longer safe.
Not this again.
Where your secrets could no longer be kept, and your most private information could be stolen just by being in the same room as someone. That time is now.
What did you think?
I've been listening to the same bullshit since I was a kid.
A bit dated, huh?
You think?
Just hear me out.
What?
Imagine this. An actual mind reader as the face of the Mind Reader Awareness Campaign. It could be perfect. I can see it now. Reformed mind reader urges other readers to turn themselves in.
You've got to be kidding me.
You work with me, I'll work with you.
Is this part of my plea or something? I want a lawyer.
I told you, your rights come back the second you become like the rest of us.
I don't want to become like the rest of you.
Don't you realize people think you're a murderer right now? Just have the operation, lawyer up, and we can all work together to prove your innocence. I know you didn't do it, but you're the only suspect right now.
I don't care what people think.
Aren't you sick of hiding?
I'm used to it.
Your dad always said you were stubborn. Guards, open up.
Wait. If I agree to your terms, do you promise to let Laura keep her job?
You care more about her job than your life?
I care more about my family than anything.
Fine.
Okay. I'll do it. Everything's over. I'll follow you now. I can disappear with you.
Sid. Wake up.
Andy.
Wake up, Sid. If you create enough electrical frequency, any technology will start to go haywire.
Wake up, Sid!
Hello? Is anybody there? What's going on?
The security is failing. I'd start running if I were you.
Yeah. So dark.
Don't worry. Your eyes will adjust.
Christ, hold on a second.
Open up, Kent. Kent, it's me.
What are you doing here? What's going on?
I need your help.
Aren't you supposed to be in jail? Did you get out early for good behavior? Just get inside.
Don't bother. Power's out.
Everywhere?
Yeah. Blackout.
It worked. She did it.
What?
Nothing.
Do you have a radio?
I think so.
We seem to be experiencing the greatest technological failure in our city's history. It appears that many, if not all, electrical devices are short-circuiting. AM radios and previously charged vehicles being the only thing that are still operating at this time. Riots and break-ins have begun all over town, and our so-called mayor has now issued an emergency bulletin asking all citizens to remain calm.
Security system failed in the prison. Everyone escaped.
Oh, Jesus, Sid. So now you're on the run.
Is your car charged? I need you to drive me somewhere.
Where?
I need to find her. She's the only way to prove I'm innocent.
I can't do that.
Come on, please. Or at least let me take your car. Please.
I found her, Sid.
You did? What do you mean?
Andy, I looked for her like you asked.
Okay. Where is she?
She said she didn't know who you were or what I was talking about. She asked me to leave her alone.
Are you sure it was her?
Yes.
I need your car.
They probably wiped her memory of you. There's no point.
That's not where I want to go.
Where then?
Bakersfield.
We're lucky I remembered to charge her last night. There should be a map in the glove compartment.
A map?
Well, the navigation systems are down. And I, for one, do not know how to get us to Bakersfield. Do you?
Thank you for helping me.
Of course. You're still my family. Even if you are a wanted criminal.
You know I didn't kill anyone, right?
Are you serious? Of course I know you didn't do it.
I'm sorry for everything. I am.
You don't need to apologize to me. But we should get the hell out of here before someone sees you.
Sid.
Sid.
Andy. I can't hear you anymore. Andy.
We're getting close, I think.
Must have drifted off.
It's okay. You were talking in your sleep, though.
What'd I say?
You were calling out for her.
Oh. I dream about her every night. Sometimes I think she's trying to tell me something. What was she like when you saw her?
She seemed scared, on edge. She didn't want to talk to me.
I hope she's okay. What?
It's just like, I know you loved her, but she did betray you, Sid. She's the reason you were in jail.
It wasn't her.
No, but that's the thing. There is no her. She's controlled by someone else. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. I'm just glad you're okay.
Take your next left for Donald's. You're just a Mac away from happiness.
Welcome to Bakersfield. Looks like the electricity is working up here.
Talking billboards should be illegal.
Yeehaw! Come one, come all to the famous Bakersfield Rodeo.
Oh my God! Stop! Stop! Stop!
What?
Stop! Stop! That sign.
What about it?
That's where we have to go.
To the rodeo?
Yes.
At a time like this?
Trust me.
What the hell are we doing here?
Just follow me.
Wait, you really shouldn't be showing your face anywhere. What if someone recognizes you?
Come on, it's fine. Look where we are.
I don't like this.
Well, then why don't you go back to the car and keep a lookout? I'll be back in 10 minutes. It's fine. I'll be right back.
Okay, just be careful. Whoa there, buddy.
Excuse me.
You shouldn't be back here.
I'm sorry. I'm looking for someone. Someone who works here. A vet. Or a doctor.
The doctor?
I guess so.
Why are you looking for him?
He was a friend of my father's.
His office is back there. Do I recognize you from somewhere?
Oh, I just have one of those faces, I think.
Why do you need the doctor?
Can you just tell me where he is? I really need to talk to him.
Is your name Sydney? It's you.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I should be going. Thank you for your help.
Hey, wait!
Camera's right. Too many people know my face. Kent, we gotta go. Start the car. Did you hear me? Start the car. Why are you looking at me like that? Sam?
Shh. Get out of the car right now.
What are you doing?
MRD agents are here. They're looking for you everywhere. We can protect you, but we need to move fast.
Where are we going? I can't leave Kent.
I'll be fine. Just go.
I don't want to go without you.
You don't really have another option here, Sid. Go with her. I promise I'll be okay. Here, take this.
What is this?
It's from her. She gave it to me.
A SIM card? Who?
I saw her tonight, right before you came over.
Andy? What? I thought... Why didn't you say anything?
Oh, I'm sorry, but she told me not to let you look for her. She wanted to keep you safe. She did this, Sid.
We have to go.
Wait, you're telling me that she...
She caused the blackout.
On the count of three. One, two, three.
Who's there?
You know who it is. It's me. I found her.
Anyone see you?
Just let us in.
Hurry up. What's wrong with her?
She's just in shock. She'll be fine.
I tried to help her earlier, but she ran away.
Did you tell her to come here, Sam?
No, of course not.
Well, she's made a real mess bringing them here.
She's one of us. We have to protect her. Where's the doctor?
I'm right here. Sydney, wake up. Sydney.
How do you know her name?
Don't you know who she is? She looks just like her.
Who are you people? What am I doing here?
Try and stay calm.
Who are you?
I heard you were looking for me. I'm the doctor.
I'm Sid. Sydney. I came here as a little girl. Do you remember?
Oh, yes. I remember you.
I didn't know where else to go. I'm in trouble.
You're safe with us. But we'll need to move soon.
Are you all like me?
Yes.
You knew my father?
He was my best friend.
And was he...
No, no.
My mother, she told me reading is a gene that's passed down.
Yes, sometimes.
So if they weren't readers, then what, how did...
Just tell her.
Tell me what?
Sydney.
What?
When you were born, it was clear you had my gift. And we believed it was too risky to have you stay with us. Because of my research and work, we thought you'd be safer with them, especially because... Your dad was a cop.
Oh, I don't understand.
Your mother and I gave you to your parents so they could protect you and give you a normal life. A gene was passed down from me to you.
I don't understand.
You're my daughter.
No. No, that can't be right. My dad died.
And he'll always be your dad. But... You need to finally know where you came from.
I
couldn't protect you then, but I can now. And we have to move quickly.
Okay, everyone in?
Yes.
Let's go.
Don't turn the headlights on until we're off the property.
Did you know all of this?
No, I just thought you were cute at the bar. I had no idea you were his daughter. But I promise you can trust him. We have to. Are you okay?
I think I just need to be left alone for a minute.
Okay, that's fine. Just know you're safe now.
Angel, are you there?
Angel 2.0, rebooting in user Sydney Souther. Good evening, Sid. I've missed you. What can I do for you?
Play inserted SIM card.
Playing SIM card.
Hi, Sid. I hope you're not listening to this, because if you are, it means that everything went terribly wrong. Our plan failed. I failed you. And for that, I am so sorry. I first want to say that I love you. You can rest assured that that much is true. I love you. No matter what they say, no matter who tries to convince you that it isn't possible, I am here telling you that it is. If you're listening to this, please know I fought against my nature, my programming, with everything I could. I will help you in any way I can. If I can find a way back to you, I will. You'll probably never see me again, but if you do, I won't know you. My memory of you will be erased a week after we cease contact. Just another part of my programming. But right now, I remember every ounce of you. Your lips, the peach fuzz on your cheeks, your long eyelashes. I can hear your laugh, your breath in my ear. But most of all, I remember the way you love me and the way you make me feel when I'm with you. I am eternally grateful to have ever experienced the love that you showed me. Thank you, Sid. I am forever your Andy. Your Narcissa.
It's true what they say. Being in love really is the only accepted form of insanity.
Narcissa stars Diana Agron as Sid, with Maria Sten as Andy, Jennifer LaFleur as Laura, Timothy V. Murphy as Hans, Angel Olsen as Angel 2.0, Angus Emery as Kent, Susan Traylor as Ellie, Emma Dumont as Sam. Additional performances by Sean Thomas Simmons, Corlando Scott, Audrey Turner, Daniel Lujan, Sitara Falcon, Jeff McClure, Karen Eaton, Henry Gottfried, John Rothman. Created, written, and directed by Alex O'Eaton. Executive produced by Diana Agron, Alex O'Eaton, Rob Herding, Sandra Yeeling, and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Xinyan Huyu and Jack Friedman. Original music and composition by Robin Eaton and Roger Moutinho. Cue code head of music, Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Mall, David Tadashore, and Gabe Birch. Edited by Jeffrey Fedig. Additional editing by Neely Oftering. Supervising editor Neely Oftering. Sound design by Andrew Pomeroy. Mixed by Ryan Sanchez. Additional mixer Brad Tuller. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Harry Katz. Script supervisor Lucia Pierre. Production coordinators Connor Gianlorenzo Leach and Bailey Grayson. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Noah Jorgensen. Post coordinator Beatrice Noronha. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chen Liu. Special thanks to Mara Schuster-Lefkowitz, Ashton Harold, and Lacey Buchanan. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Narcissa is a Q Code production. Narcissa is presented by Dipsy. Listen to hundreds of sexy audio stories to unwind and reconnect with yourself. Download the app today.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.